Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Sickness is not a blessing, it's a curse. Everyone says sickness is a curse. So when someone says, well, it's a blessing in disguise, say, no, you don't know anything about the Bible. Sickness is a curse, and it's part of the curse. Am I right? Well, God's teaching you something. No, sickness is a curse. God does not use the curse. He will not use the devil to get his work done and accomplished. Amen. Galatians 3, we're all there. Galatians 3, we're looking at verse 13, and we're going to read it today. I'm reading from the Amplified. Christ purchased our freedom, redeeming us from the curse or the doom of the law and its condemnation by himself, becoming a curse for us. For it is written in the scriptures, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree or is crucified. So the law that Moses spoke about, this law that Moses was given is in Deuteronomy 21. Just make a note of that. Deuteronomy 21. Verse 22, look at this right here. If a man has committed a sin worthy of death, and he be put to death, and you hang him on a tree. If a man has committed a sin worthy of death, because a lot of sins, you had to die. Blasphemy, adultery, you name it. All right? You had to die. If a man has committed a sin worthy of death, can you understand why Jesus had to die? Because there were sins worthy of death. That's the law, right? Yes. Remember, Jesus came in the old covenant. Yes. And until his death, it stayed the old covenant. Until he died and the New Testament and his will became in effect. He was part of the old covenant. So yeah, if a man has committed a sin worthy of death and he be put to death and you hang him on a tree, Jesus hung on the tree, the cross, right? Yes. Verse 23, his body shall not remain all night upon the tree, but you shall in any way bury him that day, for he that is hanged is accursed of God. Amen. Right? So that's where that law came in, one of the laws given to Moses in Deuteronomy 21. And so he says, if you've committed a sin worthy of death, they're going to hang you on a tree. They're going to put you on a cross. You're going to die. Because sin, there are certain sins that is worthy of death. And so you can see why Jesus had to hang on the tree. Because we had committed sin that was worthy of death. And Jesus became our sin. So he had to die. Or else mankind had to die. Amen. And so my question to you, is sickness a blessing or is it a curse? It's a curse. It's a curse. And some well-meaning but otherwise ignorant ministers would have you believe it's a blessing in disguise. It's never a blessing. Well, if I didn't get that sickness, I wouldn't have been in the hospital and I wouldn't have led that man to the Lord. Well, that's stupid. Because you could just walk in there healthy and lead him to the Lord. You could get a desire for the hurting, lost, and sick in hospital and go pray for them. God didn't have to give you cancer to go into the hospital so you could heal him. No. That's crazy thinking. Crazy. Amen. And we take opportunity and we use it. Every opportunity we've got to take advantage of. So if you end up with a person that's sick for whatever reason, tell them about healing. Right. And then lay hands on them. Amen. He said, you as a believer should lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Amen. But I think we're the best kept secret. Yeah. Really, Christians are the best kept secret out there. Amen. So some well-meaning Christians, parents, people, they just want to help you. Well, it's a blessing in disguise. What kind of a blessing can it be that I lost my child? What kind of a blessing in disguise can God give me? God did that. I don't want to have any part of him. Amen. I don't want any part of a God who will do that to my child. Born with cancer, I don't want to have any part to do with God. But there's a blessing involved in this, brother. No, you know nothing. Don't put up with the lies of the devil. come on. And you would be surprised. You think I'm talking a isolated case? It's all over. It's rampant with people that have been in the Word for years, that are supposedly mature Christians, that are leading churches. And then you go to a funeral for a little baby, 5 months old, and they say, well, God giveth and God taketh away. You mean God took my baby? He needed an angel. No, children can't be angels. And angels can't be children. God doesn't take him, he receives him. There's a difference. Or someone died 33 years of age, like Jesus, well, God giveth and God taketh away. You're telling me that God gave him and it's God's right to take him. And so God took him. No, that's a lie from the devil. Right. Well, that's in the book of Job. Yeah, Job said that, but Job was ignorant. Right. He didn't know about the devil. We know it was the devil doing it. In the first chapter, in the first, chapter 1, talks about the devil attacked Job. The devil killed his children. The devil did all that stuff. And then he said, God gives, God takes away. He didn't know the devil did it. Right. And Job was considered to be, if not the oldest book in the Bible, the second oldest. He didn't know what we know. Amen. Come on.
Amen.
Amen. What does God say about sickness? Look at the time. What does he say about sickness? God's word declares it is a curse. And how do I know that? Have you ever read Deuteronomy 28? Yes. Read Deuteronomy 28 from verse 18 to verse 68. And you will see what comes with the curse. Really, every sickness imaginable, every sickness that's not even there, all kinds of chaos, children going nuts. I mean, you just read the curse. What the curse brought is just horrendous. Amen. But you read the first 15 verses and you see the blessings. So we were in the curse. We were living in the curse. But then you got saved. Christ, Galatians 3:13, we read it. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Well, what's the curse of the law? Every sickness. Amen. Oh, come on. You've got to put two and two together. What is the curse? Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law, for it is written, cursed is anyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus. Amen. Well, what is the curse? Read Deuteronomy 28. It tells you every curse listed, and Christ Jesus redeemed me from that. I'm redeemed from the curse. I'm redeemed from sickness. I'm redeemed from chaos and all that trash. Doesn't mean I won't experience it or be around it. No. He says 1,000 will fall on your left and 10,000 on your right, but it will not come nigh thee or even in your house. Come on. And if it does happen to come there and blow down your house, God will give you a better one and that you'll own it. You can't lose with God. But it's not God doing that. God has redeemed us from the curse. Yeah. And so, I've got to page there. I'll continue next week. But we've got to get this kind of thinking. Leroy, we've got to understand. Our soulish realm has to prosper. Yeah. We have to get the truth of God's word in here. Yeah. And then we have to speak God's word in truth. Amen. Say, speak God's word. You know, and I can't even remember where it is right now, but it's in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, where he says, I have believed, therefore have I spoken. We too, having that same spirit of faith, also believe and therefore speak. Amen. And then he says in Romans 10:8, he says, the word is nigh thee, even in your mouth and in your heart, this word of faith, amen, which we preach. We've got the word. You're getting the word. Now you've got to speak that word. Don't speak your emotions. Don't speak your feelings. Don't speak what the economy is. Don't speak what the world says. Speak what God says. Don't go with your feelings and your emotions. And don't get into, well, woe am I, nobody loves me. Give yourself a boost. Stir your faith. If there's no one there to encourage you, you encourage you. Come on, give yourself a B. What is the Bible? I don't know. 66 books, okay? Give yourself a B66. 66 books in there. Just give a B66. 2 Corinthians 4:13. Thank you. 2 Corinthians 4:13. He said, and in the NIV, it says it this way. I like the way it says it in the NIV. He says that, I have believed, therefore have I spoken. We too, having that same spirit of faith, also believe and therefore speak.
Amen.
Amen. So you've got to get this thing. You've got to speak God's word over the circumstances, over the facts. The facts may be, I can see the break. Here's the x-ray. But you can stand and believe God for healing. You can believe for speedy recovery. We've seen people's legs healed and cancers healed, all kinds of things.
Amen.
Amen. But you've got to get the word of God. You can't go with the word of your emotions. Can't go with the words of your feelings. You can't go with the words of many pastors.
Amen.
And listen, if it's written in the book, just because it's in another book and it says it's a Christian book, doesn't necessarily mean it's true.
Amen.
That's why you've got to know the word for yourself. You have got to get this word in your own heart, in your own mind, in your own ears, your mouth, your everything. And then you pray, God, set a watch, Lord, upon my mouth. Psalm 141:3. Set a watch, Lord, upon my mouth and keep the door of my lips. Don't let anything that's not of you come out of you. Don't let me say I'm sick ever again. Don't let me say I'm broke ever again. Don't let me say I can't do it ever again, because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I'm healed by the stripes on his back. He caused me to prosper. You've got to speak his word.
Amen.
Hi. Wake up now. All right. So now, I will pick it up next week. I'm going to continue this because I've got a lot of stuff I want to say. But I want you all now. I presented the case to the jury.
Amen.
Right? Now you are going to what? Consider your verdict.
Yeah.
Come on. Is he talking nonsense or is he not? Am I going to do it or am I not? Do I believe it or don't I? You, the jury, consider your verdict. The evidence has been placed before you. We've had the witnesses in the Holy Spirit testify through me to you. Amen. The judge is Jesus Christ. He's sitting there with the gavel. Well, he's at the right hand of the throne of God, and God's the judge. Amen. He's your father, incidentally. Now, you consider your verdict. You've got to consider your verdict. You've got to say, well, yeah, maybe. Or no. Flat out. Up to you. And you know, a lot of people, not a lot of people, but I've had many people say to me that, well, you don't know my situation.
Yeah.
What I really want to say to a person who says that is, and you don't know that you're in total pride. Because when you say my situation is different than everyone else's, I'm more special to have a more special disease. My disease is more special than anyone else. My situation with the abuse and all of that is more than anyone else. That's pride gone to seed. Well, you don't know my situation and my circumstance. I don't need to know them. All I know is God's word can take care of any situation. Any and every situation. Am I right?
Amen.
Now consider your verdict. Right, my sister?
Amen.
Okay, I'm done. We'll pick it up next week. And we don't need an applause unless it's for him.
Amen.
Only for Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Okay, Father, we just come before you and we thank you that we've got this word, and this word is resonating in our spirit right now. There's a truth in your word that resonates and brings a life and an excitement. And we just want to get that joy deep within ourselves and then start to release it, start to let it out of our mouths, and rivers of living water will come cascading out of our inner parts, out of our belly. Cascading waterfalls, touching wherever it goes and healing and setting free and helping, touching people's lives. We thank you for that today. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. And everyone agreeing said,
amen.
Amen. God bless you. We love you.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith.
To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful tradition.